सहनावतु सहनौनतु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति
First mantra, you repeat after me. Om Ishavasyamidagam Sarvam
Om Ishavasyamidagam Sarvam
Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagat
Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagat
Tena Tyaktena Bhunjithaha
तेन त्यक्तेन भुञ्जिताः
मा गृधः कस्य स्विद्धनम्
ॐ ईशावास्य इदगं सर्वम् द होल् वर्ल्ड् इस् पर्वेडेड् बै लार्ड् वास्यं हियर् स्टेट्स् that now we have to change our vision, we have to pervade the world with the vision of the God. With the Upanishad Gyan, the world will not change, our vision will change, our drishti will change. We will also see the whole world as Ishavasyam. Everything is covered by Lord. It is at present covered by Lord. But our vision is different. We don't see that the whole world is covered by Isa, by Lord. So the change has to be made within us. We have to change our vision that this whole world is Ishavasya, is only God, only there. In our Shanti Mantra we have seen that the whole infinite world is, if it is an effect, then the cause of this infinite world must be an infinite. If the world is a karya, an effect, then the cause of the world should also be infinite. But that infinite is a superimposition. This world is a superimposition on the substratum Atman or Brahman. Because we have seen in our Shanti Mantra, if the world is coming out of a cause and the cause is not changing, then it is an illusion and superimposition alone. It cannot be anything else. And that superimposition is on the substratum of Brahman. Om Ishavasya Idagam Sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat, in this world, whatever is jagat, moving, unmoving, whatever is that, is covered by that Lord. We have to change our vision. We also have to see the whole world covered by the Lord. This is the gyan drishti. This is the meditation you have to do. We have to understand. And if the drishti changes, with the eye of wisdom, you will be able to see everywhere. Siya Ram mai sab jag jani. Everywhere you will be able to see Siya Ram, Siya Ram, Siya Ram. That's all. Ten tyaktein bhunji tha, ten tyaktein. But what we do, we give reality to the world. To us, the world is real. All naam roop is real to us. So here the instruction says, tena tyaktena, leave that wrong notion. A world is not real. It is illusion. That illusion gives you a sorrow. Example, cinema is an illusion. And when we identify with the hero and heroine in cinema, we either feel happy or cry. So illusion can also give you sorrow or joy. So this whole world is an illusion only. Tena tyaktena, don't give reality to this world. The instruction is, don't give this reality. That this world is real. It's not real, it is an apparent only. It's apparent reality. Apparent reality. There are three types of reality: apparent reality, empirical reality, and absolute reality. Apparent reality is seeing silver on sea cell. You have seen silver somewhere, now you are superimposing silver on the sea cell because of the light. But this silver cannot be traded in the world. Silver on the cell, you pick up the cell and if you go to the goldsmith, this is silver, give me some money, he will not give you anything. This is apparent reality. It looks like, that's all. Then there is empirical reality. This world is empirical reality. Here you have seen the silver. This silver can be traded in the market. But the silver in the apparent reality, pratibhasik satya, cannot be traded. But vyavaharik satya, empirical reality, can be traded. And absolute truth, in absolute truth, there is nothing else than absolute truth. Only one truth is there, finished, nothing else is there. So there is paramarthik satya, we call it absolute truth, vyavaharik satya, empirical truth, and apparent truth, pratibhasik satya. So this world is what is that? The Upanishad says it is pratibhasik. It's not there at all. Don't give reality. We are giving reality to this world. Change this vision. World is not to be changed by us. We have to change our vision. Ten taktena, this reality which we are giving to the world, leave it. Renounce this vision of reality to the world. Bhunjitha, protect yourself. Protect from what? From this wrong notion. That which we are giving reality to the world, protect yourself. Bhunjitha means protect. And if you take the bhunjitha means enjoy, then how you will interpret? Tena tyaktena bhunjitha. After renouncing the reality which we are giving to the world, enjoy the bliss. If you remove the world, what will remain? Brahman will remain. Enjoy the bliss. Tena tyaktena bhunjitha magrida. Don't be greedy. Kasya swidhanam. Swid is nipat. Is for the completing the meter, the swid is taken. Swid has got no meaning. Kasya dhanam. Think, whose wealth is this? We always think, let us accumulate more money, then even if I get others' money also, that also I want. And in this process, what we do? We do nisiddha karma. We do adharma. And collect sin. So here Upanishad says, Ma gridhat, don't be greedy. Kasya dhanam, think, whose wealth is this? Is it yours? The house which you are saying is yours, is it really yours? Before you occupied that house, the land belonged to somebody else. Before that to somebody else. Before that to somebody else. After you, it will be owned by somebody else. But the original wealth belongs to Lord. Then who are we? Well, you are living in a sarai. Na ye ghar tera hai, na mera hai. Ye to sarai hai, it is an inn. You have come here, enjoy and go away. Guruji says, you are trustee of the house. Trustee of the house. If I say, no, this house doesn't belong to you, you think that it belongs to your parent, your brother and sister, you will not accept that idea. The house which is owned by you, if I say, no, 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 this belongs to you, think that this belongs to your brother, sister, parents or your children, you will not like that idea. But if I say, you think this lot, this house belongs to the Lord, you have got no objection. Why? You know, Lord will not come to occupy or claim it. Then who am I? Well, you are a trustee. You are a tenant. Look after that property. You stay till your lifetime and then go away. Dekho, attachment cut gaya. Just by thinking that this house belongs to the Lord and I am occupying it for the lifetime because Lord will not come and tell me back it. So your attachment is gone with the house. This way we have to think. This is the highest drishti. This is gyan drishti, gyan nishtha. You have to abide in this knowledge that whatever in this world is all Lord and Lord alone. So this first mantra relates to the gyan drishti, the highest knowledge. Now connecting with the second verse, Shankaracharya says, but before that we will read the verse first.
Kurvanne veha karmani.
Kurvanne veha karmani.
Jiji vise chatagam samaha.
Jiji vise chatagam samaha.
Evam tvai nanate tosti.
Evam tvai nanate tosti.
Na karma lipyate nare.
Na karma lipyate nare. Kurvanne veha karmani. Jiji vise satagam samaha. Evam tvai nanate tosti. Na karma lipyate nare.
Now Shankaracharya is connecting the verse number 1 with verse number 2. He says, Evam Atma Vidah Putra Adi Eshna Tray Sanyasena Atma Gyan Nishtataya Atma Rajitabhya Ittesa Vedartha. It is said that one who has got no Eshna Tray. Eshna Tray means we all have three esnas. Tray means three. Esna means three desire. Putresna, vittesna, and lokesna. Putresna, we want progeny. Vittesna, we want wealth. After having progeny and wealth, if you have got sufficient wealth, then in this world, people like to have lokesna. I must be famous now. People should know me. Putresna, vittesna, lokesna. This is also said by Thakur Ramakrishna as Kamini, Kanchan, Kirti, Kamini, Putresna, Kanchan, wealth, Kirti, fame, lokesna. You will find another word also in the Shastra, Srak Chandan Vanita. Srak means garland, somebody must put garland. I am famous. Chandan is a precious thing, wealth, Banita, stri. So these three things you will always find in the Shastra, Putreshna, Vitteshna, Lokeshna. Another combination, Kamini, Kanchan, Kirti. Another combination, Shrak, Chandan, Vanita. So here says, in the first mantra, who is Adhikari of the first mantra? Esna Tray Rahit person. Who doesn't have the desire for Putreshna, Vitteshna and Lokeshna. Sannyasi. He can abide in the first type of Jnanishtha. Atha itarasya anatmagyata atmagrahanaya asakta set etat upadishyati mantra. But those who are not successful to have this vision, for them, second mantra. So those who are not successful in the first mantra of the Jnana Drishti, are not able to see the Lord everywhere, for them, now it is the second mantra. In Bhagavad Gita also you will find the Lord started with Atma Jnana. In chapter number 2, from verse number 11 onward, first he gave the Jnana Drishti. And when it continued up to sloka number 38, then when Lord saw that Arjun is looking blank, then he started giving him Karma Yoga. So this second mantra relates to the Karma Yoga. It's the same sequence. First is the Jnana Drishti, now the Lord is going to tell about the karma. Kurvanne ve karmani, kurvanna. This kurvanna, according to our grammar rule of Sanskrit, it indicates that you should work for others. Kurvanna means doing work for others. Why for others? Because you will be doing with the body. Action can be done by the body only. And body is an assemblage of so many things, and legs, eyes, ears, is an assemblage. And assemblage is always meant for others. Huh? Assemblage is always meant for others? Yes. Car is an assembly of so many parts. It is meant for? This building is assembly of so many things. It's meant for others, not for self. So your body, it's also an assemblage. There is heart, kidney, hands, eyes, ears, these are all assembly. So many parts are there. We have got specialists for each item. This is also an assembly. So this body is meant for work, but for others. So the word kurvanna, according to the Sanskrit grammar, says that you must work, but for others. Karmani, karma. Now to understand the karma, you have to understand this chart. So karma, we have divided. There are two types of karma, vihit karma and nisiddha karma. Vihit karma, as ordained by the Shastra. As suggested by the Shastra, vihit karma. And nisiddha karma, Shastra doesn't say anything about this nisiddha karma. He never said, do nisiddha karma. Nowhere you will find. Satyam Bada, but Mithya Bada is, you will never find in the Shastra. Satyam Bada you will find, but Mithya Bada you will not find. So Nisiddha Karma, we don't talk about in the Shastra. In Vihit Karma, there can be Nitya Karma, Naimittik Karma, Prayaschit Karma and Kamya Karma. So Nitya Karma, you have got your duty toward your own self, toward your body, toward your family, toward your society, toward your state, country and universe. Expand yourself slowly. Because the whole world is Siyarammay. So we have to expand our vision slowly. What is our present state? Either we are self-centered, we are thinking about our alone, not even thinking about family. Better vision will be, you are thinking about yourself and your family. better vision. You are thinking about yourself, your family, and the society around. So in this way, you have to expand your vision. So that is your nitya karma, namitya karma. Once a while which comes to you. You are visiting some sick person in hospital, that is namitya karma. You are going and attending some marriage, that is a namitya. Once a while, do it. The Shastra says the namitya karma you have to do. Attending a Shraddha ceremony, namitya karma, it comes once a while, do it. So nitya and namitya together are called niyat karma in Bhagavad Gita. And Lord says, niyatam kuru karma. To Arjuna, Lord says, you must do niyat karma. It is odd and it's duty, but what happens if I don't do it? Then it is said, you are committing sin. By not doing your ordained duty. And what is my duty? Whatever circumstances Lord has given me, that is my duty. So do your duty. Nitya and namitya karma as ordained by Shastra. What about the kama and prayaschitta? Kama, he will say, it is said in the Shastra that you will have to do as a karma yoga to exhaust your vasanas. This mantra is also indicating the same thing. You have to do karma yoga. Prayaschitta also you have to do. There are specific prayaschitta, there are general prayaschitta, which we will discuss in our sadhana panchakam class. There the topic will come once again. How it is to be done? It is to be done according to your varna and ashram. Ashram means according to your brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. According to your ashram, you have to do it. And according to your mood of mind. According to your mood of mind means according to sattva, rajas, tamas gun. According to sattva, rajas, tamas gun means according to Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra are based on the combination of sattva, rajas and tamas. This will be discussing in chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita. And chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita will tell what a Brahman should do, what a Kshatriya should do, what a Vaishya should do, what a Sudra should do. Its detail is given in there. So, kurvanna karmani, the karma has to be done. If you don't do, then you are committing sin. Committing sin means what will happen? There will be an obstruction in your spiritual growth. You will not be able to grow. Then there are five types of yajna also said. Five types of yajna means you have to do Brahma yajna. Why? Because we are indebted to our saints and sages because they have given me this knowledge. So how can I repay those debts? You can repay those debts by studying scriptures and spreading this knowledge. That is Brahma yajna, Deva yajna. All devata phenomenal forces are providing us rain, water, air, prithvi is there. So we have to worship them also, devatas. Brahma yajna, Deva yajna, and third is Pitru yajna. We are indebted to our parents also because they have given us this body, they have given us mother language, they have given us culture. So we are indebted to them also. So if they have already departed, then it is our duty to offer them tarpan or shraddha. Whatever is to be done, that is to be done. And if they are living, you have to serve them. What happens if I don't serve? Then don't expect from your children also, because they have seen it. You have not done, you have not served your parents. When the time comes, when you expect from your children, they will say, oh Papa, I never saw you serving your parents. How can you expect now from me? No. Pitru yajna, manushya yajna. When we came into the world, the whole society was there. School, colleges, everything was made. I didn't make anything in the Jagat. Everything was ready. So we are indebted to the all people also. How can we serve? We can give charity. We can help them. We can do the Atithi Sarkar. If some guest comes in, we should do the Atithi Sarkar. And the last one is Bhuta Yagya. Bhut means beings, and Bhut means five great elements also. So you are supposed to serve the Bhutas. In our ancient time, we have seen our parents making chapati for ek gau, gai ke liye, ek kutte ke. Now here you don't get gai and kutta, what to do? So Bhut, another five great elements, don't pollute them. Now, I clearly remember this mineral water system was not there about 50 years back. In India, we used to take the water from the tap. Now you don't believe who has done all this mischief, who has polluted this water. Not other beings, not Buddha, not animals. We have polluted. Who is wasting energy or water? We are wasting energy and water. So we should have control on that. We should not pollute. That is the Bhuta Yagya. So these are the yagya which you have to do every day. This is your Niyat Karma, Nitya Karma. And all your actions should be Swadharma based. Swadharma based means according to my vasanas. If I don't do it, what happens? If I take the other's vasana, like Arjun also wanted to run away from the battlefield. His vasana was Kshatriya. He was born in a Kshatriya family because his earlier vasana was like a Kshatriya dharma he wants to pursue. And later on, when he saw his own relatives, he wanted to run away. He wanted to become a bhikhari, Brahman. I will go and meditate in Himalaya and I will live on bhiksha. So what will happen? His earlier vasana of Kshatriya dharma, how can he exhaust it? It will remain unexhausted. And what about the if we follow the Brahman dharma? The new vasana will be further added to the old vasana. The total will be more. So the law is you have to exhaust your vasana. So that is why Lord says Swadharme nidhana shreya paradharma bhayavah. Even if you die in your Swadharma, it is better. Because doing this Swadharma, you are slowly reducing your vasanas. When you go to the next life, your vasanas are reduced. Paradharma bhayavaya, not exhausting, not doing your Swadharma and doing others' dharma. Others' dharma means, like Arjun wanted to become Brahman, wanted to meditate. Well, even if you are successful in your meditation, still your old vasanas are intact and some new vasanas you have added. So the sum total, you are carrying more load to the next world. Kurvanne karmani jiji viset satagam sama jiji viset. I want to live for 100 years. Mahatma says three ichchas are natural. It will happen to everybody. One is to live. I want to live more and more. A person lying on the deathbed, ask him, you want to live? Yes. Jiji viset. Why? Because Satchidanand Sat Path says, you want to remain because Sat is always eternal. And we are that Satchidanand, that is why that desire is always there. I want to stay in this world permanently. Sat. Second desire, Jiji Vishet is the first desire. Second is to know. I want to know. This desire comes because of the Chit part in us. Because of the Sat part, we want to live more, 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 more. Because of the Chit part, we want to know, know, know. Even in the newly born baby, the small baby, you will find everything they want to know. And their laboratories, they want to know what is this. Put it on the tongue. And they at that stage, that is the way they want to learn what is this. No, that comes from the chit part. And we all have got another desire which is called the ananda. We all want ananda, sukh, sukh, sukh. So these three desires, to live, to know, and to be sukhi, to be happy, is natural. And not only human being, it is natural in all beings. All beings want to live, all beings want to know, and all beings want to be happy. So these are natural desires. So here, jiji viseta satagam sama, bole, you want to live 100 years? Okay. Live 100 years. Why 100 years? How this 100 year came? So there is a story behind this thing. I will tell you a story, you will like it. Bole, Brahma ji created lot of beings. Pasu, pachi, sabko bana diya. Human being also was made. And he was very democratic person. He said, everybody, 25 years, 25 years, 25 years, 25 years. Life is 25 years, 25 years. So the human also, 25 years. But human has got a skull. It is only so much so big. But it can never be filled. Can be never filled. Even if I give you the whole earth, you will want another earth. So your desire can never be fulfilled. So these human beings were not satisfied with 25 years. They went and protested, Brahmaji, what is this? We don't like 25, we want more. Brahmaji said, you want more? Okay. You wait. From the other side, one bull, he came. He said, I don't want 25 years of life. Why? Well, I have to do this thing, grinding again and again. I run miles and miles and miles, and they cover my eyes, and at the end of the day, when they open my eyes, I find myself in the same way, same place. But then a kolu ka bell, when they take out the oil from the mustard. So in the ancient time, they used to do, उसको बैल को लगा दिया इन गोजन्स मेकिंग सर्कल एंड सर्कल एंड सर्कल एंड सर्कल एंड दे कवर हिज आईज सो दैट ही डजंट सी व्हाट ही इज डूइंग सो दिस बुल ही सेड दिस ऑक्स सेड नो 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 आई डोंट वांट दिस टाइप ऑफ लाइफ यू टेक माय लाइफ तो ह्यूमन बींग से पूछा आर यू रेडी टू टेक हिज लाइफ बोले यस सो 25 प्लस 25 50 Not satisfied, want more. Then a dog came, said to the Brahmaji, I am not satisfied with your judgment. Why? Bole, I in the daytime sleep and in the night I have to remain awake and I have to guard the whole community or the society or the para or the area. Whole night I have to give duty. When everybody is awake, I am sleeping. And when everybody is sleeping, I am awake. So, I don't want. Okay. Ask human being, do you want? Yes. Got 75, okay. Then an owl came. He said, no, I also don't want this life. Why? Well, in the daytime I am blind, I can't see anything. And in the night, I can see everything when the whole world is sleeping. I don't like this type of life. Ask human, you want? Yes. 100 years, you got 100 years. So you will find the first 25 years of life is very good. Everybody enjoys childhood. No? Next 25 is the life of bull, grihasthasram. Grinding continuously. That is well. Vanaprastha, dog's life. You are a watchman. The moment you retire, your original bedroom goes. You are put in the Darwan's quarter. Why? Because you have started coughing, disturbing your children, others. Your sleep is now reduced. Your third quarter is dog's life. And fourth quarter, drishti is not there. Your whole night, you are awake, not sleeping. So that is your fourth. So satagam sama. If you want to live, oh, okay. But you have to evolve, na? There are four type of person, you know. One is siddha, another is sadhak. Siddha means who has realized, and sadhak means who wants to reach that place. Siddha, sadhak. Third is Visayi and fourth is Pamar.
Pamar.
So this first verse relates to Siddha and Sadhak. Gyan Drishti, Gyan Nishtha is meant for the Siddha people and the Sadhak, those who want to reach, they should have this vision. Visayi wants to enjoy this world and also wants to evolve. So for that the second mantra is there. Okay, you can evolve staying in the world, but you have to act in a particular fashion. What is that fashion? It says, evam tvai na anyatha itah asti na karma lipyate nare. Bole, you have to work for others. Kurvanne, I told you, kurvanne indicates that you should work for others. Working for others means what? Vinoba Bhaveji said that this verse indicates that is the seed for the chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, Karma Yoga. How? Bhagavad Gita came only 5,000, 6,000 years ago. Upanishad is older than that. So Upanishad is the source. So Lord developed this mantra into Karma Yoga in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. That your assembly is meant for others, it should work for others. And chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita says that all your actions should be offered to the Lord. How? How can I offer all my actions to the Lord? Sabere nahaya, offer kar diya, Lord, I took bath for you, I ate breakfast for you. No, not that way. The easy way is you think that you are servant of the Lord. Once you accept this, that I am servant of the Lord, I am doing everything for the happiness of the Lord. This way you can reduce your ego. Because all employees or the servant, they work for the happiness of the Lord. When you are working in this world, and if you are employed by any company, you are doing for the happiness of the company, you are working for the happiness of the company. Lord says, they give you some papers. In the eyes of the Lord, your dollar bill is only a paper. They give you some paper and you are giving 8 hours honest duty you are doing. But I gave you this complicated machinery, what are you doing for me? Because of me you are able to work. Batao, unless the consciousness is with you or our hands and legs are all given by the Lord, this apparatus is given by the Lord, because of this, his presence it is working. You have forgotten me and these people, your companies and all that, they give you some papers. And you are so faithful to them. You work for them, but you are not working for me. So the instruction given by the Lord in Karma Yoga is that you should work for the happiness of the Lord. the word happiness is very important. If you work for the happiness of the Lord, then it is a nisiddha karma, you will not be able to do. Why? If I do anything prohibited karma, will Lord will be happy with that? If I start drinking, will Lord be happy? Example, Thakur Ramakrishna and Girish Ghosh. Girish Ghosh was a great artist, dramatist. But he was a drunkard. Every day he used to drink. But Ramakrishna told him, he never said, stop drinking, no. He said, okay, you do one thing, you take whatever you drink, take to the Ma Kali and make it prasad and then drink. He did couple of days. After some time, he said, Hare, what I am doing? It's a prohibited karma. I am giving to the mother. Stop drinking. So once you are doing for the happiness of the Lord, you all your prohibited karms will end. It will be taken care of. Phir aap jhoot nahi bol sakte. Achha, what about the kamya karma? We have already seen nitya karma and the namitya karma. This is to be done as a karma yoga. What about the kamya karma? Kamya karma also will be taken care of. If you are doing it for the happiness of the Lord will not be happy if you are doing it for your own self alone. Why? Because Lord is everywhere. Whatever you see in this world, according to the first slok, Shia Ram Mai Subject Jani, everything is Lord Himself. And we have also seen, effect is nothing but cause in different form. Effect is nothing but cause in different form. All gold ornaments are nothing but gold itself, but in different form. All pots are nothing but clay in different forms. Apply the formula. Whole world is nothing but Lord in different forms. So you have to have this drishti. So if you don't have this drishti, that means there is some blockage. And that blockage is to be removed. And the blockage is vasana in BMI chart. And that vasana can be removed only by karma yoga. So this mantra says that by doing karma yoga, purify your mind. Purification of mind is most important step in sadhana. The first step is the purification of mind. Nan anyatha iti itahasti. Bole, there is no other method. No other method. Any shortcut? No. But I don't want to do it in this life. Don't do it. Take your bundle of vasana to the next life. One day you have to clean it. The next life you want to do it, do it. But what is the guarantee that the next life will be human life? According to the vasana, we don't know how many vasanas we have bought. Na anyatha itah asti, there is no other way. Na karma lipyate nare, the nar is, or the human beings are not bound if they follow this method. The method which we are following, it binds us. Which method? We are not offering our karma to the Lord. You can say, yes, humko to pata nahi tha. Right. Accept it. we were not offering the karma to the Lord for the happiness of the Lord. We were not doing it. We were doing it for our own happiness. So the, for your own happiness, what happened? You increase your vasana. Vasana? Yes, tendencies. Yes. What is this tendency? It is likes and dislikes. Whenever I experience anything with my five organs of perceptions, two things happen. Either I liked it or I didn't like it. The thing which I liked it, I wanted to do it again and again, again and again, because that was always giving me a little bit of sukh. Bata hua ki nahi? Whatever you experience in this world with your five jnana indriya, and there are only five sense objects, that's all. Whole world is five organs of perception and five sense objects. And with five organs of perception, we are experiencing five sense objects, that's all. And when we are experiencing, we make a list. I like this, I don't like this. And the thing which you like, you want to do it again and again, again and again. Why? Because it has given me sukh for some time. When a desire came for a pizza, I know which shop gives me the best pizza, which I like. Other may like other shop's pizza. So when a desire came, what happened? The mind got agitated. When the mind got agitated, we went to the shop, took pizza. What happens to the state of mind? It quietened. So not analyzing further, we thought by eating pizza, I got sukh. Because the mind quietened. Actually, this quietened mind is sukh. Sukh was given by the quietitude of the mind, not by the pizza. So without analyzing all this, what we do? We want to eat pizza again and again every week. Because it is giving me sukh for some time, until the such second desire comes in, after that, immediately after that, we are in the happy state, sukh. This is bondage. Repeatedly doing the same thing again, again, again and again, and we are making our vasana of pizza stronger, 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 stronger. It is leaving impressions continuously. That is bondage. So who binds us? Our action. Why? Because it was for my own satisfaction. I was thinking, this is giving me sukh, this is giving me sukh. So I continue doing the same thing again and again, for getting that petty sukh, 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 sukh every time. But that sukh was never gave me, that pizza never gave me permanent sukh. Permanent quietitude of mind, it never gave me. But it definitely gave me quietitude of mind for few minutes. So if you do work for the happiness of the Lord here says, na karma lipyate nare. You are not tainted by the action. Whatever action you perform, you are not tainted. So what we have to understand? If we are not fit for the first mantra, jnana, nishtha, meditation and renunciation, renunciation of our wrong understanding that this world is real, we think this world is real. So the first mantra says, renounce this wrong understanding that the world is real and then enjoy the bliss. Or protect yourself from the wrong understanding. If you are not able to mold yourself in that way, that means you have some shortcomings about your dispassion. Vairagya is noon, a little bit less. You want to enjoy the world. You are in Vishayi. You want to enjoy the world. And at the same time, there is a desire to evolve. Bala karma into the karma yoga. And the third one is Pamar, which I was telling you. Siddha, Sadhak. Siddha and Sadhak will go in the first mantra category. Vishayi will come into the second category. They will do the karma yoga. And the Pamar will go in the third category, which is given in the third mantra. Pamar are those persons who they want to satisfy their desire even by harming others. So the first mantra is Gyan Nishtha, second mantra relates to the Karma Yoga, and there is no shortcoming, no shortcut method for reaching. You have to purify your mind first. After purification of mind, you will become fit for mantra number one. So the step for the Karma Yoga is purify your mind, then go to the Gyan Nishtha. How do you say that the first month relates to Gyan Nishtha and the second month relates to the karma? Because those both are diametrically opposite to each other. But you have to do karma yoga first, and then you can purify yourself, and after purification of mind, you will get Gyan. This is the sequence given in Vedas also. Veda give you first the karma kand, then comes the gyan kand. First exhaust your vasanas according to the karma kand stated therein. That is following the scriptures, do the havan and all that. And in havan what we do? We give oblations to the Lord and say, Lord, it is for your happiness, not for me. Na idam mama, this is not for me. The same thing now, Lord has revolutionized that all actions can be offered to the Lord also. All actions. How can we offer? We treat ourselves as a servant of the Lord. And the principle behind that should be that it is for the happiness of the Lord. The scriptures, Bhagavad Gita or Upanishad is not saying anything specifically to you to do this. It has not said you do puja, you do this thing, you do japa of this mantra, nothing is said. We have to exhaust our vasana, purify our mind first. When the purification happens, then only you become fit for jnana. So this is the sequence given in Veda. Karma kanda is first, then second is Gyan Nishtha. So you have to do the karma kanda first, then you are fit for the Gyan Nishtha. So this mantra, Kurvanneve Karvani, it clearly says you do the karma. But doing a lone karma, you can never attain, which we have already discussed. By karma, what you can get is? Four things. No. Utpadyam. You can produce something by an action. Then, vikaryam. You can modify it by some action. Sanskaryam. You can purify it by something. And then, apyam. So, by karma, you can do only these four things. So by karma you can never get jnana. By karma you can never get jnana. How do you prove? Father of the karma is a jnana. Father of karma is agyan. In BMI chart, vasana is agyan. I have said it several times. Vasana stands for prakriti, maya, Satagun, Rajatama, Abhidya, tendencies, likes and dislikes. So the action originated from Vasana. Vasana is Abhidya. Can Abhidya give you Vidya? Can karma give you Vidya? So the first month relates to Jnanishtha, second month relates to Karma Yoga, and the third month what happens? Those who are not in Jnanishtha and in the Karma Mark, what happens to them? We'll see next day. Whether we are in category number 1 or category number 2 and or in category number 3, and what will happen to us if we are in category number 3? That the mantra will say. Third mantra relates to that. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamujyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hare